Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of In Accord. I'm recording this from my office on Friday, March 28. Sharon and I just returned from a trip to New Zealand, arriving home 2 days ago on Wednesday, March 26. It was a wonderful trip, and it will be my main topic for my In Accord this week. Britt Taylor, Tanya, and Doug Horchak were along with us on this trip. Now, the Horchaks continued on to Fiji while we returned to Dallas. But before I get to our trip, let me give you some updates from here in the office. This In Accord will be posted on Thursday evening, April 3rd, just 8 days prior to the Passover. So I'd be remiss if I didn't make mention of the Passover in our preparation for this special evening. We plan to close the office on Friday, April the 11th, to give more time for our staff to prepare for the Passover evening. As we all know, the Passover is the first festival of the year. Although not a holy day, it is an evening filled with meaning. I hope you're well along in your plans for the Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread. The Passover is one of the seven annual festivals, but it is the one festival that we are commanded to examine ourselves before partaking of the symbols that evening. We're also commanded to remove all leavening from our homes prior to the beginning of the 7 days of Unleavened Bread, which begin on Saturday evening, April 12th at sunset. Now, this year creates a special challenge in that April 12th is also a Sabbath. So essentially, we need to remove all leavening from our homes by the end of the day on Friday, April the 11th. And Saturday night is also a special celebration. It is the night to be much observed. Now, keep in mind that while we use unleavened bread on Passover, Passover Day is not one of the 7 days of unleavened bread. There are those who teach that it is, but there is no biblical support for that conclusion. Passover is the 14th day of the first month, and the 7 days of unleavened bread begin on the 15th day of the first month at sunset. Simply put, the 14th can never be the 15th, and the 15th can never be the 14th. They are two separate festivals with their own unique meaning. Sharon and I will be in the Dallas area for Passover and in Sherman for the first day of unleavened bread. This will give us an opportunity to celebrate the night to be much observed with our family, since all three of our daughters live in the Dallas area. This will be the first time in several years that we have all been together on the night to be much observed. And after the Passover and first day of unleavened bread, we will travel to Argentina and Uruguay for the last day of unleavened bread, along with Britt and Donna Taylor. We will leave on Tuesday during the days of unleavened bread. Then 2 weeks after unleavened bread, we will host the International Ministerial Conference here in McKinney. We hold these conferences every 2 years. We expect approximately 350 ministers and wives, plus local staff, to be in attendance. It will be especially exciting this year since we should be breaking ground for our new building about the same time. Now, we don't have a specific date to begin construction since the timing is up to the approval from the City of McKinney. We've submitted our plans and the city is currently reviewing them. Once we get approval, our desire is to begin construction immediately, with a completion date of May 2026. Well, now let's go to New Zealand. This trip was planned to coincide with the retirement of Andre Van Belkom and his wife Elise from the full-time ministry. Andre began working for the church after college in 1969. He has spent more than 50 years in the full-time ministry. Doug and Tanya Horchak, Britton Taylor, Sharon and I all made the trip to Auckland for this very special occasion. John and Debbie Pennelly, who are replacing Andre as the pastor for New Zealand and Fiji, were also present. And in addition to New Zealand and Fiji, John will serve as the pastor for our small group in Australia. We began our trip on Wednesday evening, March 19. We flew from Dallas to Auckland, New Zealand. We arrived Friday morning, March 21. I still have trouble wrapping my mind around the fact that we lost a full day. We left on Wednesday and arrived on Friday. We lost Thursday. So we rested on Friday, and we had an early dinner that evening. Services were planned for Saturday afternoon. This was to honor Andre Van Belkom and his wife Elise on their retirement from the full-time ministry. Mr. Van Belkom attended Ambassador College from 1965 to 1969. He and his wife, Elise, were married in South Africa in 1965, just prior to attending Ambassador College in Bricketwood. And he graduated in 1969, and as a couple, they were sent back to South Africa to work in the office. Mr. Van Belkom later became the regional director for South Africa in the latter days of the Worldwide Church of God, and served in that position until his resignation from the Worldwide Church of God in 1995. Now, because of the doctrinal shift in the Worldwide Church of God in 1995, Mr. Van Belkom joined with the United Church of God, and then in 2010 became part of the Church of God, a worldwide association. He officially retired from the full-time ministry on the Sabbath of March 22, 2025. Now, we had a full house with 74 in attendance on that Sabbath to honor the Van Belkoms. Mr. Horchak gave the first message with a review of the service of the Van Belkoms over the past 50 years. At the end of the first message, we presented the Van Belkoms with a nice vase with Hebrews 6, verse 10 engraved on the side. We also gave a dozen roses to Mrs. Van Belkom. Here's a picture of the vase that we presented to the Van Belkoms and the engraving on the side. Presented to Andre and Elise Van Belkom, with deepest appreciation upon retirement from full-time employment with the Church of God. Heartfelt thanks for your decades of service in the ministry of Jesus Christ. And then this was followed by the quote from Hebrews 6, verse 10. And I gave the second message, which I titled Works of Service. I began with the same scripture that was engraved on the vase, Hebrews 6, verse 10. You know, our visit was really bittersweet. We were happy that Andre was able to retire while still in good health, but sad to lose a pastor of his quality. I believe the members in New Zealand and Fiji truly know how blessed they have been to have had Andre and Elise as pastor and wife for more than a decade. I believe that if you took a poll as to who was the most respected pastor and administrator in the church in the past 50 years, I believe Andre would be at the top of that list. They both have an unassuming personality, and they were truly overwhelmed by all the comments of appreciation. In addition to being an effective pastor, Andre was an effective administrator for the church going back more than five decades. And that says a lot about his character and his love for the brethren. Now, I don't recall when I first met Andre and Elise. My assumption is that we crossed paths and probably greeted each other at a conference over the years with different organizations. But we really became acquainted in 1995 when the Worldwide Church of God collapsed and new organizations began. When starting over with a new organization in the spring of 1995, one of the most comforting things was to look around and see the stature of the men who stood with you. Andre was one of those. Now let's read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. This section of Scripture deals with a real-life group of people as far as we know. This is not written to a church, but to a group of Jewish Christians. Who were these people, and what part did they play in the early church? Well, we really don't know. The author, which traditionally the church has taught was the Apostle Paul, reprimands them for a variety of reasons, but he also mixes in praise. In this verse, he brings in praise for those who serve the brethren. I really want to emphasize the statement that God will not forget our works of love that we have shown toward the brethren. That is an amazing statement. As human beings, we rarely show gratitude for those who serve us, but God does not forget those works of service. At the conclusion of services, the congregation gave a gift to the Van Belkoms for his faithful service toward all of them. There was a reception after service in honor of the Van Belkoms as well. Then on Sunday, we took advantage of having everyone together to conduct ILP classes. Mr. Taylor, Mr. Horchak, and I conducted the classes. Then on Sunday night, along with the Pinellis, we took the Van Belkoms and the two elders, Isaac Khalil and his wife Natasha, and Bijou Joseph out to dinner. It was a very lovely evening. Then on Monday, we took a ferry to Waikiki Island, where we had a wine tasting tour at a vineyard, and then a very nice lunch at a restaurant once again in honor of the Van Belkoms. And on Tuesday, we drove outside of Auckland and near the Van Belkoms' home, where we had some additional time together, culminating in a nice lunch at their favorite restaurant. And on Wednesday, we flew back to the United States. It was a wonderful time honoring a wonderful couple, Andre and Elise. Now, there were many highlights during the Sabbath that I would like to share with all of you. First, there was the special music performed by the local choir, which was outstanding. And after a presentation by the church after services, Mr. Van Belkom delivered some heartfelt comments of appreciation. And then there was a special song sung by the Van Belkom's granddaughter, Jade. Now, let me share some of those highlights with you at this time.
Bless the Lord. Somebody said, this is a time of reflection, joy, deep appreciation. But also at the same time, I want to express our gratitude and the love that you have shown us. You have no idea how much that has meant to us over the years. It's easy to say, okay, we've done this, we've done that, but we always needed your support. Now, right, obviously, I'd like to acknowledge God our Father and Jesus Christ as the one who is always motivated, as always been there. As He said, I will hold you by my right hand and lead you to glory. So, always keep that in mind. He's the one that leads. He's the one that guides.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to
Well, that will do it from here for now. Next week, Joel Meeker will update us on his travels through French Africa and the challenges we are facing in Rwanda. His presentation will be the final In Accord prior to Passover. We will then take 2 weeks off during the Days of Unleavened Bread when there will be no In Accord. Have a restful Sabbath and meaningful Passover and Days of Unleavened Bread. I will see you again after the Passover. Until then, goodbye for now.